Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. So, this week's gonna be kind of different. So, I'm gonna start by saying that most of the main cast has run away to go see Star Wars today.
That is a thing.
I'd just like to publicly say, you bastards!
This week is entirely composed of sixth rangers.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah.
So, Raven is still here with me as well. Thank you very much for not leaving me. And
I don't care enough to go see the movie on opening night, thank you.
Well, thank you. You may be noticing that there's some female laughter going on in the background here as well.
Hello!
That's right! Cast Ranger has its first female member, bitches!
Bring in the estrogen!
Wait.
What about Lane?
You have a pink ranger now?
Well, we had a pink ranger, so you can count Lane if you like, but now we have our first biological female.
So it's not a sausage party anymore.
Hey. Lane can identify all he wants.
Oh.
Well, considering how
don't get
well
all
he
Tumblr
does the
on
wagon
me.
Laugh.
I was ready to fight Lane for the Pink Ranger.
You were, pretty much.
But I decided out of the kindness of my heart to let him keep it.
Yes.
Oh, if he wants it so badly. Let him.
Cast Ranger fight. You know what? I'm going to put a scene in the game where he has to fight for his powers.
I like it.
Castor Ranger X Castor Ranger!
Yeah.
Superhero Tyson!
Oh, there you go. Castor Ranger Tyson. God.
It would be a lot better than the superhero Tysons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are pretty bad.
Also joining us via Skype are Mr. Derek the Bard, who was with us in person last week.
I literally, in the last week, have, in moving to Edmonton, moved the equivalent of about 20 feet that way. I'm casting for Ottawa this week.
Amazing.
Also, I think you are now the second, or the only guest who has done two appearances in a row.
Yes.
In a row? Wow, this is my fourth time on the show, too.
Yes, it is. And we thank you for gracing us with your presence yet again.
It's like, hey man, it's Friday night. I'm in a town where I know one other person. I think that now might be a good time to help out my buddy Ichi.
Yay! Well, you're welcome anytime you're available. And our final member of the cast tonight is the numero uno cast fan man, Mr. Crunchman.
Yep, I'm back.
Yay!
I had to make sure the Navy tights still fit. I'm more used to my rider armor.
Yeah, you've been busy with Noble and your buddies over there on the Rider Town Radio, the other podcast.
Yep.
The other podcast.
Literally, it started as a Cast Ranger fan offshoot.
But no, guys got mad because we forgot to ask to borrow the name.
It's like refusing to say the name of your opponent during a political race. The other podcast.
The other one.
Yeah.
But no, these guys are good. They do a good show. I've listened to one or two episodes.
Good.
Yay, Senpai excellent. Noticed us.
Yes.
The obvious reference has been made.
All right.
Well, yes, obvious reference is obvious.
And it wasn't the anime guy who made it.
I know, what the fuck? You're slipping.
Bam.
Yeah, it is ironic considering I don't really watch anime, too.
Yeah.
You want to walk out in the cold to help chill that burn down a little bit?
Oh! It is starting to snow out today.
It's funny because we're in Canada.
I know.
You guys are. I'm not.
All right. Well, we got some news to talk about, so let's get into it. First bit of news. We kind of talked a little bit about it last week, but now we've got more magazine scans because Kamen Rider Necrom has been officially revealed.
You mean Kamen Rider Scuba Ben 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jesus Christ. Like, it's that magazine scan last week from the front was okay, but then you look at the weird angles of the helmet, and Jesus Christ, it's horrid!
It's a scuba mask on a Ben 10 costume.
It started when the Genma device did what it did, and stuck itself around his waist with secrets that it hid.
I ship it.
And he's got superpowers, he's no ordinary kid, he's Ben 10. I may or may not know the entire theme song.
Yeah. He's Necrom.
I've heard that song so many times, too. Mom.
He loves an eyeball into his wrist, and then it applies teardrops.
Yeah, that's
actually how it works.
That was one of my favorite shows.
Wait.
When I was like 10.
His powers are based on the tears of his enemies?
No, the tears of dead heroes. Specifically, Grimm and Sanzo.
Oh my god, that is so metal.
The Death Rider.
Yeah.
With possibly the bulkiest wrist device I've seen in a long time.
Oh yeah, Jesus, the toy's gonna be huge.
I thought the huge changer was a giant.
It'll have to be huge to fit the icons in them.
Yeah, I know, but still, I thought the Tokyo Changer was big. This thing is ridiculous.
Oh, God, yeah. That's why it actually requires two wrist, like, bracelets. If you look at the scan of the the shot with the profile, see it actually requires two bands around the arm. Nothing has required that since, like, GoBusters Powered Custom.
I was actually just thinking about that. Well, no, I thought the Tokyo Changer had two of those, too.
Oh, yeah, it did. It just didn't.
What about the drive wrist piece?
That's a single band.
The shift brace was only one band. It was small.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was small.
Well, shows what I know. Shows how long it's been since I've caught up with the toys.
Well, yeah. Anyways, Raven, your thoughts on Necron?
Like I said before, looks like a ride trooper with a scuba mask.
All he needs is some flippers and he can go swimming.
Pretty much.
I'm still vastly disappointed he doesn't have three horns, but...
I was about to say, well, we really don't have a good shot of his feet, and then I saw the feet.
Nope, just shoes.
I will say this, I like his jacket. It does look pretty sweet.
Yeah, the head is really the only thing I have a problem with. Everything else looks pretty fine. Nothing amazing, nothing standout-ish. He's a Ghost Rider for sure.
Yeah. The head looked fine until I saw the side view.
I know, right?
He's a Ghost Rider.
I haven't actually seen the side shots of his helmet.
Yeah, if you scroll down in that article we're looking at,
there's a solid, like, 3 or 4 inches sticking out there.
Which article?
I sent you a list of links. If you click the first one.
Oh, I might have actually missed the first one.
Oh,
I know, like.
Let me resend you the list of links then.
I have the. How do I? I'm on somebody else's laptop right now, and Apple doesn't like me. Oh, you know what? Nope.
Yeah.
I missed a. No, that was the. That
Here,
was.
There, I just resent them to you, anyways.
Okay, dokie.
Everyone wait in gasping suspense as we wait for Derek's reaction.
I remember I saw one thing on Twitter. Someone compared Necrom's helmet to a power icon symbol.
Power Ranger Necro. Oh dear. That's that's unfortunate.
I know, right?
That's... Wow. That looked really kind of badass in the really blurry scans, but now... Oh my, that, wow, okay, that's...
Be a good helmet for Pearl.
If it had red in it, he could work for Cobra.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here looking at this thing. Honestly, the helmet and the wrist changer are the only things throwing me off with this. The rest of it, I don't mind.
I don't even mind the wrist
thing. Does legit look like a Ben 10 alien form, though.
That's why we made the joke earlier.
It's not just the colors. I mean, like, legit, this is something that Ben Tennyson could turn into.
Yeah, because it's mostly white and black. And
call it, like, Scuba Nader or something like that.
Anyways, we'll wait to comment more on Necron when he actually is in action. Although, apparently, he was silhouetted in the Cho movie Tyson Genesis.
Yeah, I think I saw that, yeah.
I mostly just want to see how that... wrist thing of his actually functions, because that looks like a weird contraption.
Yeah, I'm curious, but we'll find out shortly.
I think he beats people unconscious with it.
take your fucking eye drops!
I think that his signature move is literally to bash people with his wrist piece.
Considering how big it is, I would believe it.
Mm-hmm. In the eye.
Yes.
I give you pink eye!
Or green eye, as the case is. All right, moving on to our next story. We got a silhouette of Kamen Rider Ghost Grateful Damashii, a.k.a. the final form that uses all 15 icons, and the wrestling championship belt we spoke about last week.
It has three horns.
It does. Actually, it looks like five if you count the little small ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Apparently, the figure of, like, the ghost change figure of Grateful Damashii even comes with an Ore Damashii like hoodie with the hood down, because the normal Ore Damashii figure only has it with the hood on.
So they finally listened to all the complaints. We can't turn his head!
Yeah. Hmm. Now I want the Spectre.
And we can't pull down the fucking hood.
Now I want the Spectre one.
When the fuck does he wear the hood in that for?
Yeah. Now I want the Spectre right? one, damn it, because I just bought my Spectre figure. But yeah, so this gives us a nice look at Grateful Dimashi. And it looks like kind of heavy armor type thing, and it looks like paladin armor.
Also, a lot of silver and gold I'm noticing.
Yeah, definitely.
That sucker's going to be shiny if that's color, actually silver.
It looks like it's orange, not gold.
It looks like a mix of maybe yellowish and white.
Yeah.
It's one of the two. It's either going to be silver and gold or yellow and white. Either way, that sucker's going to be shiny.
No, it's blue and black.
It's reminding me of something. We've seen this kind of suit look before.
It kind of reminds me of the old kind silhouettes of the Nobunaga form.
A little bit, but it's something else that I can't place.
Yeah, it's the crown. It's like,
maybe a Digimon?
Yes, it looks like a Digimon.
Hey, I've seen that armored Digimon that looked like that.
It was Head Crownamon or something ridiculous like that, because Mon is always attached to their names,
yeah.
And that's why I can't watch that show.
To me, just kind of looks like Gigantic Guyver.
I can see that. Or what's his name from Bokinger, who they turned into the Sentinel
Knight. Oh, that's what it is! It's the Sentinel Knight!
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is!
Holy crap, now that you mention that, you're right.
Oh my god.
It's a silver Sentinel.
Thank you for helping us place that. That was going to drive me nuts! So yeah, GC-11, Grateful Dimashi, is set for an April 2016 release. And that's all the news we have so far. Besides that it comes with Ori, with the hood down.
Oh, someone pointed out, we have someone who is side commenting on the chat right now, who pointed out it does kind of look a bit like Double Extreme as well.
I could see it, sort of.
Yeah, but...
Sort of, kind of, but...
Yeah...
Not much in the head pointiness department Double Extreme. It's all on the sides.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Moving on to our next story. Speaking of Ghost and Necrom, apparently there were some spy shots taken that give us kind of a look on Necrom Sanzo Dimashi, which we'll see in this first shot that we're looking at.
Ooh.
It looks interesting.
If that thing on the back is what I think it is, that actually might look pretty neat.
And it looks like it may or may not fix the problem with the face on the helmet. I don't know.
I still kind of see the horns jutting out there.
The horn's going to be the same, but I don't know.
That scuba mask from the looks of it.
Yeah, it looks like it's definitely poking out of like a hood that's around the rest of it. So, I don't know, it might be an improvement.
We'll see.
The other one that was spotted in this batch of photos is Ghost's Himiko Dimashi.
Pinku!
Right, you're here!
Yeah, I was just thinking
about
it. Well,
I'm new to this, so I can't comment on previous things.
I was like, if you have opinions, feel free to speak up.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just, since I'm new here, I don't have...
Yeah.
I don't have, like, as much background knowledge on things to compare it to.
Well, you've watched all of Ghost so far.
Yes, I have.
It's not difficult. There isn't much of it.
Yeah, but, like I said, oh my god, it's a pink hoodie with a shoulder.
Oh,
I am
liking
the hot pink.
Yeah, Lane is going to love this.
I think it's a nice touch.
Lane is going to love this form. The minute he knew it was pink from the silhouette, he's like, favorite form.
And I knew when we were watching the episode with the box, I knew I had seen the hot pink one, so I'm like, oh!
That's Himiko. I already know what those other five
items are. That is very, very pink.
That is very pink.
It's going to be hilariously ironic if Lane ends up not liking it for some reason.
Yeah, there were a couple of other photos captured in this batch, but those two are the interesting ones. So, yeah.
Pank!
And speaking of things that start with P, we got a magazine scan of Spectre's Pythagoras ghost icon, which we saw the actual form a couple weeks ago. I like the icon. It's nice and golden.
Damn triangles.
Those triangles of people, doesn't he?
Probably. All I know is this form appears in the a Ghost side special where Ghost uses EQ Dimashi, which is apparently trivia-based. Because the face is a question mark.
side thing, aka the hyper battle, probably.
Yeah, probably. I think so. Yeah. The ghost or the Pythagoras icon apparently is going to be included in the March issue of Yochien magazine, which will be released February 1st and cost 980 yen. So quite possibly one of the cheapest icons anyone will ever buy. And yes, the form is in the Ghost Telebikun special.
About the same thing as the hyper battle at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a side special with a new form, as most of them are.
Which will be completely non-canon.
Oh, wildly.
Drive type high speed.
Yeah, that thing.
I'm so sad that's non-canon, because type high speed was amazing.
I'm more annoyed the fact that they had the other, like, upgraded forms that never got toys for them.
Oh, yeah. All right. Moving on to our next bit, we got a couple of news stories about Jew Ogier, which we got most of the reveal on last week. First off, we got a nice big magazine scan showing the official logo of the show, and a close-up. About
the same as any other Super Sentai logo, plus some animals on the top.
Yeah.
Yep.
Much. Nothing really to talk about.
Jumanji.
I swear they just use the same font every friggin' time.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me.
Actually, no, they do. I've been looking at Sentai titles lately for another project, and I noticed that they pretty much always use the same font and coloration.
Although, if you look closely at this one, you can see that it's very blocky because Minecraft Zords.
Yes. Minecraft Sentai Pixel Ranger.
But the cool thing about this shot that we're looking at is it gives us a nice close-up of the helmets. And I didn't notice this before, but there's like different colored parts on the helmets for the eyes of the animals. And I really like the green eyes on the red helmet.
Yeah, that looks cool.
And the gold mouthpiece for the beak.
Yeah, apparently the way his form change works for Juo Gorilla, the beak part of his helmet folds up as part of his mode change.
Oh,
we'll get there's a shot of it in one of the other articles.
Makes me wonder if there's the rest of them get something like
that. I kind of really, really hope they do, because we already know there are other Zords. And speaking of more Juodra stuff, let's go to our next article. So, first of all, let's talk about the Henshin device, aka the fucking Rubik's Cube cell phone!
Oh yeah, what were they smoking?
God. How do like you it. Even put that to pocket?
How much Sentai Power Rangers have you seen, Kim?
Not much, but it reminds me of a square phone I had when I was 11.
I remember those things. They're like really...
They were very girly and they had pretty designs on them. That's what it makes me think of.
It's so non-functional even from an in-show standpoint.
Like, every time we henshin, we need to solve a fucking Rubik's Cube.
I'm really, really anxious to see how this actually works in show, though. That's the thing. Like, it's stupid in concept, but it looks like it'd be hilarious to see in use.
I'd love to see the fucking design meeting where they decided that cubes were going to be the design thing in this series.
There must have been a lot of drugs involved, that's all I can say. Yeah.
I'm really curious about this one panel on the top of the cube that has the phone emblem on it, about how that is used specifically.
All I can say is this thing will probably be a lot more interesting to watch in the show than it will be to play with.
But if you think the phone is non-functional, scroll down the article to look at their gun sword.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It looks like they decided to steal the idea for the sunglass slasher from Ghost, because Jesus Christ.
That is a Nerf sword. That's a Nerf sword.
Well, this is a toy catalog, so kind of, yeah.
No, but, like, I haven't seen anything so far in the other ones you've shown me that look quite so much like a Nerf sword.
So, what we're looking at now is apparently the Juo Buster. If you insert the red cube and then the blue cube, it goes into sword mode. But if you insert the blue cube, then the red cube, it goes into gun mode.
I think he just said...
I'm
not doing that on the fly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I read this in a Tom Swift novel as a kid, where he was in a video game.
I remember those. I've read some of those. Anyway.
Yay, someone else who remembers things. I'm not crazy.
He made a gun that fired electric bullets.
It's true. Well, they had the original Tom Swift, and then they had, like, I think it was, like, Tom Swift Jr. or something like that. They ran in the 90s where he fought a giant squid at one point and got trapped in a video game and fought
robots. Yeah, I mostly know the older Tom Swift ones.
Yeah. This is wow. That is the single most unwieldy gun sword I have ever seen since Decade.
Also, I need to point out the fact that the gun mode has the frickin' the gun mode has the frickin' orange tip on the blaster.
Oh my god, it does have the orange safety tip. So they know you're gonna carry this around at a convention and they don't want you to get in trouble.
Here's the thing though.
How nice.
They bothered to put the orange tip on something that could never, ever be mistaken for a real gun. But they don't put the orange tip on the fucking Gabo revolver!
Or the Gokai.
Or any of the other Japanese versions of the toy guns.
You know, they had to think of it sometime.
Oh, hey, this is a thing. Let's start doing it.
Oh my god.
Japan, for the love of all,
I saw another picture at the bottom of that.
Sentai. Sentai never changes.
Oh god.
So, let's move on to the next weapon.
Oh, dear.
This is Juo Eagle's personal melee weapon, the Eagerizer, which apparently also transforms into a whip. So it's basically Ivy's sword.
I'm thinking of the blades
that the people in Kiba carried around, but yeah, that works too.
It's a Minecraft axe. Pick whatever the hell it's supposed to be.
It's a sword.
Thing in Minecraft that you have. It's the sword is made of pixels. Oh, and not like
everything's made of pixels.
Someone really liked Minecraft when they were designing this crap with all the pixelation.
I'm really curious
to
see how the toy works if it actually just like collapses into like loose pieces that you can just whip someone with.
Oh my gosh. I just thought of something. Do we have any idea what the premise for the show is?
None.
No.
What if it's all in a video game, hence the pixelation?
You know what? You know what? If that's what they do, I will forgive everything.
I won't. It still looks pretty fucking dumb.
It is dumb, but if it's inside a video game, then it's supposed to be dumb.
The pixel stuff, it just makes me think that maybe they're in a video game or some kind of cyber
world.
Yeah, or they're being powered by some sort of like digital technology.
Yeah. They're powered by Minecraft now on the Wii U.
It's digital technology. Now I'm just thinking of Mega Ranger, where their suits were stored in a video game.
Yes. Cube Gorilla.
Let's move on to the next few scans, which talk about some of the auxiliary zords. First off, we have Cube Kirin, a numberless giraffe mecha that transforms into a bazooka for Juo King. So whereas all the other Zords have numbers on them in cube form, this one just has an exclamation mark, because fuck it, right? Like, why not?
It
literally just kachucks onto Juo King's arm and fires bazooka.
Megatron.
A giraffe that turns into a cube. Where have I seen that before? Oh, right, One Piece.
Oh! Okay.
I was going to say in your deranged fever dreams, but...
I know this is an exclamation point on the giraffe, but to me, I'm just thinking it's a cannon blast.
It's all Lego.
One Piece is a deranged fever dream.
Mm. Well, I can kind of see what you mean. The other option is that it's a quest-giving NPC. What it's actually firing, Art Blast of Energy, it's firing mandatory quests at you.
It's firing the waypoints. Follow the beam to the quest end.
Well, if Juojir is in the video game, I almost kind of want to play it.
And you know they'll put out some game that will be nowhere near as good as the show, but you'll buy it anyway.
Actually, they could really use that kind of thing as a marketing for an MMO. It's like,
oh, that would be great.
Launch the in-game MMO and then have a like a Sentai aspect to it on the side.
That would be amazing if Sentai finally stepped properly into the gaming scene.
Into
like
the
that.
21st century?
Exactly.
Because it's still very solidly stuck in the 1970s.
Yeah. That's not a fish.
It's not a fish?
No, we'll talk about that in a minute. First,
not a fish?
No. Let's talk about the next Zord. This is Cube Elephant, the Green Ranger's personal mecha. And aside from becoming part of Jewel Wild, it can also switch out the legs on Jewel King. Apparently, any combination of Megazord that's not the main form, like Jewel King, is referred to by its number combination. So
yeah, I was just looking at that. It's like,
the
what?
Red, blue, and green Zords, it's referred to as Jewel King 124.
Because fuck names.
Because Kyoryuger logic. I actually don't mind that. It's not a bad idea.
Oh, God.
Well, it's certainly easy to remember.
Yeah. Next is the White Ranger Zord, Cube Tiger.
What?
It
looks
waist.
Like a fish.
That is a fish. That is one of those cute tropical fish that float around your tail.
No, look, it's like a swimming tiger. Because look, that's the arms going over its head, and there's the legs kicking in the back.
No.
It's like a tiger designed by someone who had never seen a tiger nor had a tiger described to them.
Yeah.
What, you mean in like fact, the guy who designed it for Shinkenger?
Yeah. Oh. It's a tiger as designed by someone who heard that a tiger might be some kind of fish. But never actually heard anything more than that.
Underwater
Ninja All I can think of right now is I'm looking at the combined form that's just sitting on the side, and I'm just thinking, he has crotch hands.
Yep.
He does have crotch hands. Yeah. And a crotch mouth. The crotch mouth is still there.
Yeah. So this is apparently Jewel King 153, which is the eagle, the tiger, and the lion.
And there's like the little micro picture in there that looks like the mech kicking something. With
No, he's like doing like a rising knee to some dude's face with the tiger claw.
So he'll be kicking him in the face and kicking him also with his crotch hands.
Can I just...
And his crotch mouth.
Yes.
This is something I swear to God I'll be the only person who gets it, but I swear to God if they ever combine the Eagle Zord with a jaguar and a bear, I will fucking die and leave immediately.
I don't get it.
Yeah, me either. That's
and it's the main combination for Getter Robo.
Oh.
Nope.
All right then.
Yeah, still lost.
I'll die and leave. Oh, I'm gone. Nope, fuck it.
And the last Zord revealed on this thing is the Cube Gorilla. If you take a look at the scan, you can see Jewel Gorilla, which is Eagle's form change, and it actually looks pretty badass, even though it still has very clearly clip art chest.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean when you said the visor flips up.
Yeah.
You meant the entire face of his helmet.
No, it's just the yellow part that slides up.
That's the entire thing.
Wait, I didn't even see
that
the black
is
part.
Legit. The
oh my god.
Visor just flips
he totally
off.
Just face offed.
And just that was underneath. It just the entire visor just flipped up onto the top of his head.
Okay, so that aside, I have to say Cube Gorilla is the coolest one so far because Jesus, what is this thing on his shoulder?
Except it at least moderately looks like a gorilla.
Yeah, I was gonna say
it's the best one so far. It looks like the animal.
It's got a super cute gorilla face
with a shoulder cannon.
Yeah, like what even is this besides a cannon?
It's a cannon. They all have cannons. I mean, really?
It's
why would it?
Cannons.
Oh my god! And the form that it turns into. The Jewel King
Jewel
mixed
Wild.
With the Cube Gorilla has
it's
a gun.
Jewel Wild,
it looks like a Transformer.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does.
It looks like a Combiner Transformer. It even has a big, generic, unpainted black gun that rests in the hand of the figure. If you sent this back to 1980-whatever, it would be indistinguishable from an early Transformers toy.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is Jewel Wild, which is the secondary mecha, which is the gorilla, the tiger, and the elephant. It is armed with, as you mentioned, a small Gatling gun, and apparently it also does a rocket punch.
Because, of course.
Every
of
robot course. Needs a rocket punch.
I notice it's the same arm that usually carries the Gatling gun. I just wanted to launch while holding the gun.
Yes. I will fire
amazing.
My gun at you while the gun fires bullets.
Oh, and you know what this means, right? Eventually all six of these Zords will combine.
Well, no shit.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking
forward. We have to fuck shit like. Stack it somehow.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to see how this happens
I
now.
Don't.
It's
you
so
yeah,
you just know it's going to be the most ridiculous fuck shit stack.
I predict that within about a week of this toy coming out, we'll have a couple guys on the internet who will have figured out how to combine them all.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And it will be ridiculous and idiotic.
Now when it comes out, it'll just have the instructions.
Yeah, including the giraffe.
Including the giraffe.
It's just going to sit on the arm again. That's a cannon.
Oh, Megatron, look what they've done to your song.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. I'm actually really interested to see what other Zords come out of this show. Like, the concept is, like, I can't even come close to approaching it, but just seeing what they churn out is hilarious.
I can't wait to see how long or how many episodes of this show we get through before my co-hosts decide to go, nope. There's a reason we don't have the ninja on RTR. They hate it.
Well, we're not exactly fond of it, but it has its moments.
Yeah,
I like it. It's amusing. I've only watched
how many episodes of it have you watched?
And they were 140 and 41, but
I'm like, that's not a good gauge of the whole show.
What do you mean? That sounds like a perfect gauge of the entire show. In fact, it's a perfect gauge of the entire Sentai franchise.
You ain't wrong.
So then Sentai tends to be formulaic? Yeah, pretty much.
The hell you say?
Alright. Moving on to our next story. We have some sad news about the Power Rangers Lionsgate movie. Apparently, it has been delayed again, and the movie has now been pushed back from January of 2017 to March. No explanation has been handed out yet, but I'm sure they'll come up with something eventually.
Let's not get our hopes up, guys. This movie's never going to happen.
Hey, you know what? A year ago, I would have agreed with you, but this is an age where a Final Fantasy VII remake is happening. I've been taught that it's okay to hope for the impossible.
My hopes weren't really riding that high for this anyway.
Yeah. No, the real question the executives are going to behind the movie are going to ask themselves is, can we turn this into a movie franchise rather than a TV franchise? And can we do it on a budget? And the answer to that is probably no and no, because they're how many decades behind the curve on Japan on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going back to Zero Ranger, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. And oh my god, we're going to put out a series of retro Power Rangers movies. Oh. Where, wow, this footage looks really old. Yeah, this footage is from the early 90s and late 80s. We just kind of stopped trying.
Well, they're living in the past with their toy line, the frickin' Legacy line, for crying out loud.
Oh dear god, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just want them to move on and get to In Space. I want my Legacy Astromorpher, damn it.
I'm waiting for Legacy Turbo Rescue Zord so I can pose it next to my original Turbo Rescue Zord.
I actually don't know what I want. I want a new Magiphone. No, I want a Magiphone that is not horribly bulky.
Yeah. I was about to say, you know what else I want? Legacy Super Zeo Megazord. Because then I'll have a fucking helmet. Because I have the Super Zeo Megazord, but it doesn't have the helmet. And every time I see one for sale, it's missing the helmet. It's bizarre.
Nobody has the helmet, Chris. Everybody lost those in the Great Helmet Fire.
It's a conspiracy and a curse. They're trying to keep you from the helmet. They're trying to keep you from your destiny.
Yeah.
You must fight against them. You must hunt them. You must destroy them.
Yes.
I just don't care about the Legacy line until they get to Time Force.
Leap to our doom.
Oh my god, yes. That would be...
I want the fucking Legacy Time Force Morpher and I'm good.
What?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes, Legacy Time Force Morphers. I want those.
Boring. That's my opinion, though. Anyways.
Oh my god. Oh, RPM. Fuck.
Those morphers are cool. Specifically the green and red, the green and black ones I liked.
Yeah, because they were super changers.
Moving on to our last story for this week. We got more info on the icons for the artist Ganma from the Cho movie Tyson Genesis. In addition to Da Vinci Ganma, they're apparently also releasing icons for Raphael and Michelangelo. I'm disappointed that Michelangelo's is not orange, because Da Vinci's is already orange. Should have been blue. But
Raphael's is red, so we're happy.
Yeah, Raphael's is good. It's good. Don't change it.
Apparently, an obvious joke, there's no Donatello.
Yeah. Apparently the set also comes with Javel's superior Ganma form icon.
And a secret icon that might well be Donatello.
God, I hope it is. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Surprise, bitches. Here's your Donatello.
Yeah. Surprise, motherfuckers. Donatello.
Jesus Christ.
Secret boss of the movie.
Secret boss.
What, they all stack on top of each other and become a giant rat creature?
Yeah. Mega Splinter.
No. You know what the secret one is? Venus de Milo.
Oh!
And then everyone will kill them.
I'll buy it!
No arms form. That sounds more like a hyper battle form.
Yeah.
Now I'm just thinking of there's a mission in Borderlands 2 where you're sent to kill stand-ins for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yep. And, I did that. What?
And you do it, and then there's a room with like some switches, and if you can figure out the right combination of switches, Splinter stand-in comes in, and then you have to kill him too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was a fun mission.
Anyways,
that whole game was just amazing.
Anyways, this premium Bandai exclusive item is limited to only 6,500 orders, apparently, and costs 6,480 yen, and will be released in May.
Just make it 6,500 yen. That bothers me.
Yeah.
Yes, 20 cents or whatever the equivalent would be.
Yeah, that's very strange.
It's Japan, whatever.
Do they even have notes in the amount of 10 yen?
I don't know.
Yeah, they must.
They probably have, like, coins.
They have coins.
They have a 1 yen coin.
All right. So that's all the news stories I had. There was a story about Godzilla Resurgence, but Gar's not here, so I don't care.
Fuck Godzilla. Give me a new Pacific Rim movie. I don't even care.
I'm on board.
I don't even care what country is making the Godzilla movie. Fuck that. Put all your money behind the next Pacific Rim.
Yes.
I'm down.
I want more giant robots beating giant monsters.
We dig giant robots!
Well, we actually know that Kojima is looking into working with Del Toro again.
Ooh,
with
yes.
his own studio this time, so nobody's gonna cancel shit.
With Sony money.
Oh, man. Oh, Kojima. You are the perfect... Just demonstration of why you don't fuck with the golden goose. Yeah.
Hopefully he'll turn out better than Inafune did.
Oh yeah. But I'm just saying, Pacific Rim the video game?
Oh yeah!
Yes!
Yes, please.
100%.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how you do it.
Oh, I
take all the plot that they didn't put in the movie that was covered in like 5 minutes and play that out.
Yeah.
The early days of the war.
Actually, that'd be neat.
Complete with Metal Gear Solid type mech battle at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Triple four combo. You done?
I'm sorry about that, listeners.
That's fine. We love you anyway.
No, you don't. You're just saying that for appearance sake, for publicity purposes, that you love me. You don't actually love me.
Anyways, that's extra episode for this week. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Be seeing you.